Okay, if you want to come with me, we're going to go for a little ride to Zechariah. And I want to kind of start in reverse, if you wish. It says in chapter 13, verse 1, "On that day, fountain will be opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity." On that day, and I was pressed to go in reverse because chapter 12 talks about on that day. And sometimes we underestimate the abilities of God. And we focus on the old of what he did, and we kind of lose him in the present. The moment where we live, we think he's not existing or not on the job. Well, a fountain to the house of David. Anybody know who the house of David is? Well, that's part of it. But it really is the Jewish nation. And Israel. Huh? 13, verse 1. And this afternoon, as I was crying out to him, I was saying, you know, what do you want me to talk about, Lord? And he kind of pushed my buttons to come to Zechariah because I believe that the timing that we're living in, 2014 around the corner, that there was going to be a release to the Jewish nation, and they will start changing because I believe they are on the verge of change. So we're going to kind of take a peek at Zechariah 12:10. It says, "And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. And they will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child and grieves bitterly for him, as one grieves for a firstborn son." Again, verse 11, "On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be great, like the weeping of Hadad-Rimmon in the plains of Megiddo. The land will mourn, each clan by itself, with their wives, by themselves, the clan of the house of David and their wives, the clan of the house of Nathan and their wives, the clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives." And I kept saying, "Lord, why is it that you're pressing on this corner?" And he says, "On that day." On that day. Well, Jesus was born on what day? The day that God chose, not the day man chose. And I remember one time when I was kind of upset because I said, "Lord, you waited 4,000 years from Adam to get to Jesus." And somebody had written a book about why it took so long. And it's because the world had to be prepared for the good news. Because the good news wasn't going to go to Israel first because they would get stubborn. Amen. How many have ever had a few stubborn people in their lives? Can you get through to them? You can't. They're just focused on one thing, and they're going to let you know how bad it is, how ugly things are, and how hopeless things are until the grace of God comes in. And that day, you wake up. That day, you get a revelation of why you didn't get a motorcycle. Because God had a different plan. Okay? You know, there are times that, you know, I said, "Lord, why is it that we're going through such darkness?" As you're looking at the United States right now, things are not that pretty. But that doesn't mean it will stay that way. Okay? So, let's back up a little bit more. Verse 2, "I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that sends all the surrounding people reeling. Judah will be besieged as well as Jerusalem. Judah is what? The country of Israel. Amen? And those that are descendants of Judah. On that day, verse 3, again, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. Do you hear that? See, you look at right now, Europe is against the Jews. There's a new move even in Great Britain. The Jews are not accepted. There's some neo-Nazi stuff going on if you listen to the news. Anybody hear about it? Not too many weeks back, I was listening to a young couple that was sent to Germany, and they were visiting the famous gate, and they were told to go to the park. So they literally went to a central park in the city of Berlin, and found that there were neo-Nazis in that place. And they were anti-Jewish. And they were of the new Fourth Reich. What does that say? Is this a day where they're all going to come against Israel? It could be. Why am I telling you this at this, time of year? Because I think sometimes we reflect on what we see in our immediate surroundings, but God said Israel would be a time clock to the nations. And we underestimate God's abilities. I also remind you that it says, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. In other words, it's God that's going to do this. It's not going to be the politics of stuff. It's not going to be this person or that group of people or those that claim to be. But God has got his hand on that nation. And as we watch him do what he needs to do in that nation, we, as all the other nations that bow their knee and really support what's going on in Israel by our prayers, sometimes our finances, because even this church has consistently over the past years given to that nation through a ministry that we know of and that have ministered to us. It says he's going to do whatever he needs to do. Now watch. The second part of that verse says, all who try to move it will injure themselves. You're going to try to push a rock that's three times your size? And you keep pushing, what happens to your back? Thank you. Verse 4, on that day I will strike every horse with panic and its riders with madness. Can he do it? Daniel had a vision. Told the king about it. Nebuchadnezzar was the greatest king that ever lived in that day. And he turned up what? Mad. Because he wouldn't bow his knee. Again, its rider will panic and its riders with madness, declares the Lord. I will keep a watchful eye over the house of Judah, but I will blind all the horses of the nations. Then the leaders of Judah will say in their hearts, the people of Jerusalem are strong because the Lord Almighty is their God. Notice again their attitude. They're not thinking about how many nuclear weapons they've got. Notice their minds have changed. Because the Lord Almighty is their God. And on that day I will make the leaders of Judah like a fire pot in a wood pile, like a flaming torch among sheaves. They will consume right and left all the surrounding people. But Jerusalem will remain intact and in her place. So when you listen to the news, you can go back and give them the good news.
Because God is not interested in being fooled with by the nations. And he's giving us a heads up here that he's going to do a mighty work in that nation. He's got a plan for all the nations. And those who bow their knee, what happens? They will be changed and they will be delivered. Those who come against that city with trying to divide it and cut it up and chop it up, they're going to receive the correction by God, not by you and not by me. So would you do me a favor? Would you just close your eyes and say, Holy Spirit, I need wisdom here. I need revelation knowledge. To stop worrying about the United States or any other nation. Manipulating Jerusalem. Or Israel. God's got his hands. On them and on me. And he won't fail. He'll correct those that need correcting. He'll adjust those that need to be adjusted. I need to keep my eyes on the Most High God and serve him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.